You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examine a speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. The program alternates weekly between Jeremy Kelly's curation of machine systems influence composers and Maximilian Goldfarb's assembly of materials to depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space and habitation, nanotechnology, slavery, warfare, labor, bioresearch, prosthetics and agriculture, all areas examined in relation to our subject of human-machine advancement.
Don't be alarmed, sir. It's just the Solidarity Patrol.
Are you all right, sir? Can we help you in some way?
I'm perfectly all right.
But you're alone, aren't you? There must be something wrong if you're alone.
No. I'm not alone. I'm coming to see someone there in that compartment. Female beta.
Oh, that's different. Go right on, sir.
Bernard! Isn't that a coincidence? Just a minute ago, I was talking about you while Henry Exxon was engaging me. Don't just stand out there. Come in.
Not here.
Isn't it awfully late for us to engage each other anywhere else?
That isn't what I mean. I want you to come with me.
Now?
Yeah, now.
There's no one here. It's empty.
I know it. That's why I come here.
By yourself? But Bernard, it's unnatural.
I know it.
Sometimes I just don't understand you at all, Bernard.
Sometimes I don't understand myself either.
I don't like it here, Bernard. It's so silent and empty. Isn't even any music. Why ever did you bring me here? Why don't we go somewhere so we won't be so alone?
I want to be alone. With you. So that we can talk.
Talk? But Bernard, whatever would we talk about? Especially alone. No one really wants to be alone.
I do. I want to be alone. And I don't really know why, except sometimes it makes me feel more special, different. Like I feel about you now. I don't want anyone else. I want you. Just you.
Well, we should not have left my place. I guess we could go to yours.
You don't understand. I want you. Just you. Or no one.
But Bernard, everyone has everyone, so no one has no one.
Yes, I know. Everyone has everything, so no one wants anything.
That's right. You feel better now, don't you, Bernard?
A little.
What are you doing here, Max?
You sent for me, sir.
Oh, yes. In a minute, then. Oh, Miss Rothschild. Would you come to my office for a moment, please?
Oh, Gina. Marks.
Why did I send for him?
He's going off on his vacation. You have to sign his computer leave.
Oh, yes. Well, then why isn't his file punched up?
It is.
Even worse than I suspected. His work record is definitely aberrational. He has actually been doing twice his scheduled quota of work and barely half his scheduled quota of time. Well, that sort of thing could lead to a complete breakdown of the system's analysis automation. When does he leave on his vacation?
Tomorrow.
Well, perhaps while he's gone, I can do something about him. Well, I suppose I'll have to see him. Send him in.
Send him Mr. Marks, please.
Tonight, Ogina?
I can't tonight. I'm engaging Helmut Swanson.
Oh, yes, the Telefeely jingle writer. Well, check for me with Miss Trotsky and Miss Meyer. Perhaps one of them is free. Well, Marx, your performance has not been completely satisfactory. I only hope, sincerely hope, that your time away on vacation will allow you to seriously reflect. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, just where is it you're planning to go?
To the Savage Reservation.
The Savage? That's impossible. Even in the past, only the most rigorously selected individuals were allowed to go there. As a matter of fact, I once went there myself.
Yes, sir, I know that.
I can personally assure you it would be much too dangerous for someone like you. Only stamina and skill allowed me to survive it, and the female I took along, I don't recall her name, she was exceptionally pneumatic. In any case, she didn't survive it. So you can see it would be quite impossible for you to be allowed to go there. Quite impossible.
But I've already been given permission to go.
Well, obviously a mistake of some sort.
Not really. If you'll notice, it is official. It is signed by his fortune.
Well, yes, I see.
If you would just sign it too, sir.
There. And I hope you enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Director.
Why, Tina's busy too, but...
Now. Insipid, pushy little... Something like that in his computer file. He probably thinks he'll be advanced to an administrative position. Well, we'll just see about that.
You mean him?
Yes, Marx. He has some ridiculous idea that he could actually be computed up to my position someday. Well, we'll just see about that.
And then Tom's called the whole staff together. Everyone. Even the Gamma clerks. And he announced that he was going to be officially removed of all duties because of gross moral and professional dereliction.
Bernard Marx?
Yes. I just love your healing bed. It's so...
pneumatic. Go on. No, I mean about Bernard.
Oh. Well, then, Thomas said... he was going to be officially transferred to one of the substations on a free island. Iceland, I think. As soon as he got back from... But what are you doing?
Just checking the time.
But it's still early. And I don't have to be in the office until... Where are you going?
I have to make a telecall.
Now?
Bernard, are you done with your telecall? Bernard!
Iceland.
What?
Iceland.
Bernard, you don't want to go there. They say it's awful.
Transferring. It's not fair. Just because I got permission to come here. He's afraid of how it will look on my file, on my computer file. That's it. What do I I do?
Just take a few extra grams of Soma. It'll be all right. Was and will make me ill. I take a gram and only am.
No. He probably thinks I'll run right back. Then, of course, it won't be on my computer file.
Well, well, here you are. I'm the chief warden, Stelina Shell. I suppose you stayed over at the Rocketport Lux Hotel? Climatization, that's the thing. I see they haven't outfitted you yet. Well, we'll take care of that, and then I'll show you about.
No, thank you. I want to go straight there.
To the Savage Reservation? But you should be outfitted first. Ultrasonic microbomb pop popper, extra rations of Soma and Amphetapeth.
Thank you. I don't need anything. If we could just go straight to the reservation, please.
Well, then of course I won't be able to give you a guided tour of our station, but... whatever you wish. This way. It was almost like a feeling, wasn't it?
I may have a soma.
I used all of mine. You should have taken the ones that the warden offered you.
If there were only somebody here other than these savages.
There.
Now that's a savage.
Oh, but he's different than the others. He's so beautiful.
Good morrow, strangers. To be of any service to you?
Oh, well, thank you.
You come from the other place, do you not?
Who are you?
You see before you a man of besmirched honor and heart, pierced shame. Look, there.
Oh, damn it, spot.
A gram is better than a dam.
Oh, that I could have suffered the slings and arrows to rent my tutu sullied flesh like the others.
But you are not like the others. Your skin is so smooth and your hair is so fair.
Yes, because of my skin. It should be my blood. Like the multitudinous seas in Carnadine, there for all to see.
What are you talking about?
There. I should have been the one chosen. I could have withstood the whips. I could have appeased the very vaults of heaven and stood in proudest raiment before the crucified son of Mechatan. But no, they denied that to me. Oh, I am fortune's fool.
What a shame. If only I had some soma to share with you, you'd feel better right away. Soma a day keeps the gym jams away.
Sometimes Linda used to say that.
Oh? Is she like me?
No, not like you.
Do you like me? Maybe you'd feel better if we went and...
Who's Linda?
What?
Who is Linda?
Oh, my mother. She came here long ago from the other place, but she was lost and separated from Tomekin. My father.
Tomekin, your...
my father.
Was he from the other place also? When did he come here? What did he look like?
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't tell you, but Linda could. Do you wish to speak to her?
Yes, right away.
Linda! Oh, Linda! Linda! Linda!
What is it?
Someone to see you! No.
Are you from the real world? Fort be praised. You're the Dana, aren't you? You're just like me. Oh. Let alone to wear something nice like that again. If you only knew what it's been like over me here. No Soma. No Feelies. No Gammas and Deltas and Epsilons to do the dreadful work. Really, worst of all, if you can imagine, they won't even let you engage with someone anytime you want. Can you even imagine?
The one that you came here with, Tomokin, was that the name?
No, I just called him that. He was very important. Assistant director of the Central Hatcheries. But I've forgotten his real name.
Thomas Grimbo?
Yes. But I suppose he's forgotten all about me by now.
Don't be so sure. How would you both like to come back there with me?
Wait to the other place. You'll take us there?
Don't you want to go?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Linda's told me how perfect it is. I've dreamed of it. Now to actually go there. Be able to leave this place.
Driving around and find a new wondrous world.
Oh, what wonders!
How many goodly creature there be. How beauteous mankind is. How lovely and fair. Are you married to her?
Am I what?
Married. Thus joined, let two souls be as one. You understand? Forever. Hear the words they speak mean that, forever.
Wait, no.
Brave new world. It has such people in it.
Crematorium and Phosphorus Recovery Plant, number 17. First level.
The computer records verify her name is Linda Lysenko, a beta minus fertilization technician. And apparently there's no doubt that the young savage called John was... Well, that is to say, she is actually...
His mother?
Yes, and it was definitely computer-facted and verified that while in the Savage Reservation, she actually gave viviparous birth, and it's quite clearly the
father.
Male impregnator could not have been a primitive.
Offices of the Arch Freud, Corporation Relations Division, First Level, Blue Beam, Electro-Optical Lab.
Is that all?
It's a dreadfully scandalous thing to come to light like this.
Of course, but interesting nonetheless. Especially the young savage. Viviparous birth and an unconditioned environment. The perfect experimental subject.
After Marks removed them from the Savage Reservation, he took them to the local Lutz Hotel. He's made a number of telecalls seeking permission to bring the savage and the woman back here.
Of course, it was denied.
Of course, since such permission could come only from your fortune himself, naturally.
Naturally. Have the next call from Mr. Marks transferred here.
Directly to your Fordship's office.
Directly to me. And only to me.
What's wrong with her?
She's fine. She's just Soma tripping. Now, before I go, let me acquaint you with a few of our modern conveniences. Don't be afraid. It's just a vibro vacuum massager. Watch. You see? Maybe you'd like to try our electrohelium catch.
Maybe later.
Oh, well, all right. If you're not interested in this, maybe you're feeling hungry. Here we have our mini micro snack bar. You just pick whichever item you'd like, push one of the artificial flavor buttons. How about an Insta burger and some imitation chips? Go ahead, anything you like.
You're not. I'm afraid I'm not very hungry.
It's all right. You see? Perhaps there's something worthwhile on the telefeely.
The following telefeely program schedule is now available.
Channel 1, the guiding neon. Channel 2, the Fordian Tabernacle sing-along hour. Channel 3, general dispensary. Channel 4, high holy orgy day services. Channel 5.
I'm afraid there's nothing much on right now except detergio cereals and syntho-religious programs. Maybe you prefer The View. Something different. A seascape. Or whatever you feel like.
Oh, what wonders. Is all of this in the other place too, Bernard?
More than this, John. Lots more. John, you can have anything you want.
Then why weren't you happy there, Bernard?
I don't know. Sometimes I felt like I didn't exactly belong. Like, I didn't quite fit in with everybody else, but you wouldn't understand about that, John.
Oh, but I do, Bernard. I do understand. It's the way I always felt in Malpenny, because I wasn't like everyone else.
It's going to be different now for both of us. Just wait till we get back and they find out about you, you'll see.
But when do we go, Bernard? Soon? Now?
First, I have to get permission. That's where I'm going now, to make a telecall. While I'm gone, I want you to stay right here. I don't want you to go anywhere. Do you understand, Joe?
Oh, yes, Bernard.
You'll be all right. You're not afraid.
Afraid? No.
I mean, to be here all alone.
Alone? Did the girl go away?
Benina? No. She's upstairs storming at me. John, don't worry.
What heavenly perfection rests upon her hands, her eyes, her hair, her cheeks. Oh, but to steal an immortal blessing from the lips of my Juliet.
And of course, the moment I discovered the actual background of the savage, so to speak, I realized that this could be of considerable scientific importance, naturally.
Yes, yes, Mr. Marks, I understand the situation. Permission will be granted for you to bring the savage and the woman back here. And I will expect you to give me a full report on the savage's activities and reactions.
Yes, Your Fortune. You can count on me to do everything necessary to see that full advantage is taken of the savage. For science, of course.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Mr. Marks.
I have called the members of the upper staff of the plant here for a necessary but unfortunate reason. As director of the Central Hatcheries plant, I have a special responsibility to see that its reputation remains absolutely spotless. Unfortunately, a blemish has appeared. A blemish that, if allowed to remain, could tarnish the reputation of the entire plant. I speak, of course, of Mr. Bernard Marks. I have, if I may say so, been overly indulgent with Mr. Marks. His work record has been deficient in all respects. Still, that could possibly be overlooked. But Mr. Marks's morals, or should I say, lack of morals, cannot be ignored. He has been officially observed alone on numerous occasions. He has twice refused to attend high holy synthosex services, and that is by no means the complete extent of his immorality. Mr. Bernard Marks has engaged with only 3 females in the last year. Therefore, I have decided to request his immediate transfer to the free island of Iceland. And I'm sure, after what you've heard here of Mr. Marks's record, each of you approves of my decision. Marks there?
Yes, but there's also...
Doesn't matter, whatever it is can wait. Send him in. Well, Mr. Marks, I suppose you know why you've been summoned here today.
Yes.
I've decided to make an example of you, so that it will be clear that deviance and immorality will not be tolerated. That is why, as you see, I have called the staff together, so that they may derive the proper moral lesson from witnessing your disgrace and your dismissal.
Good.
Good?
Yes, good. I'm glad they're all here.
Mr. Marks, you seem to be taking this very lightly. But perhaps once you've been transferred to the island of Iceland, you'll begin to realize...
Just one moment.
Do you realize that you're interrupting me?
Yes, I realize that.
But there's something of particular interest that I would like to bring to your attention.
I'm not interested in anything you have to show me, Marx.
I think you'll be interested in this, Director.
Where is he? Where's my Tomekin? Oh, that's him. Of course it is.
No.
Did you really think I wouldn't recognize him, my very own Tomekin?
What are you doing?
Shh.
Get away from me.
Don't you remember me, Tomekin? Don't you remember your little Linda kid?
Get this awful creature away from me. I have no idea who she is. I've never seen her before in my life.
Well, yes, you have. You took her to the Savage Reservation with you.
It's me. You're Lindekin.
You can't be. You're dead. The female I took with me, she died. It's a lie. Marx, he's the one. He's behind this.
I didn't die, Tomekin. The savages found me and took me to their village. And I couldn't leave because of our John.
John? John, what are you talking about?
Father.
Reputation gone. After years of dedicated work. Not a single moral blemish on my computer file. I never allowed myself to engage the same female 3 times in 1 month. I faithfully attended orgy services each and every week. It just isn't fair.
Yes, I see your point. But unfortunately, your past good record cannot undo the scandal.
Well, it's his fault. He planned it all.
Surely not all of it. Bernard wasn't even in his embryo bag when you went to the Savage Reservation with Linda Lysenko.
It wasn't my fault.
Perhaps not, but it did happen.
I know. Everyone's snickering at me and pointing at me. I just can't face anyone again. I just don't know what to do.
It's just a thought, but maybe if you went away somewhere far away.
Yes, someplace where they won't know about me.
I see. You want a transfer?
Yes. Yes, a transfer to someplace where they won't know about this awful scandal, where I won't be the object of ridicule.
I've heard there is an opening with the hatchery substation on Iceland.
Iceland? Yes, that sounds remote enough. Would you see that his transfer to Iceland is put through immediately?
This way.
That awful Linda creature, she isn't out there, is she?
No, she didn't come. Just your son.
Oh, no.
Perhaps you better take him the other way.
What a shame.
Yes, I could tell how deeply you were affected by his predicament, Mr. Marx.
Well, I mean, it is sad. A man who's given so much to so many out like that.
Oh, then you've modified your opinions of our society, I take it.
You know, your fortune. I don't know who's been telling you things like that about me.
That's of no consequence now. You seem to have been making quite a splash with your savage.
Oh, it's amazing. People are clamoring. I've received telecalls from some of the most respected people. Everyone wants to know what he's really like.
Yes, I'm sure. But for the moment, I'm much more concerned with what he thinks of us. I'm going to leave you in charge of him. But of course,
I will require complete reports on everything he does. You understand?
Yes, of course, Your Fortune.
So this is the Savage. Well, come in.
I'm summoned forth.
But you'll get to come and see me, won't you?
Is that allowed?
Oh, yes, that's allowed here. In fact, required. But come along now. You'll have time for that later.
Fare thee well at once. Anand.
What's going to happen to him?
As a matter of fact, I've just been given full responsibility over him. By His Fortune personally. I've been instructed to show him everything and to report back directly.
Oh. Well, that won't leave much time for engaging, will it?
I'm afraid I'm going to be rather busy.
I meant John.
Perhaps I can work something out for you.
Well, and what shall we call you?
My name is John.
But your last name, I mean. Why not, Savage? Mr. John Savage, how does that strike you for a name?
It boots not. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
A rose? Oh, yes, of course.
You do not have roses here, do you?
Oh, I'm sure we do. In one of our nature nausea classes or museums.
But don't people wish to see flowers growing?
They did once. But we found that flowers are counterproductive. The time that could have been spent producing or consuming was wasted idly looking at flowers.
I'm afraid I do not understand.
Well, of course you don't. Yet. But you will. That is, if you stay with us.
You're not going to send me back.
No. No. Well, only if you wish. You see, Mr. Savage, here in our world, you may do anything you wish, be anything you wish, have anything you wish. Yes, and have anyone you wish.
Linda? Linda?
No, no, Mr. Savage, you mustn't disturb her. She's having her joy out.
How do I know she's all right?
You can see for yourself. Just look at her.
If she is happy, the beasts that reason not and lack all discourse are happy. Linda. Linda.
Go away.
It's John, your son.
Go away. Soma! Soma! Soma!
Now see what you've done? You've completely thrown her off her Soma schedule.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
That is all Nanny News. I'm Phillips Park Ludens, the chief dispenser. What is it, Mr. Savage?
Linda, I want to have her with me.
Quite out of the question.
But she belongs with me. She's my mother.
I will not tolerate that sort of dirty language in my dispensary, Mr. Savage. And if you plan to say any more filthy things like that, I'll simply have to ask you to leave immediately. This way, please.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. But I do want to have her with me.
I don't think you understand, Mr. Savage. Here we have her on a strict Soma schedule. 2 happiness hours and 1 full joy hour a day. Without proper dispensary supervision, she would immediately Soma coma.
And if she didn't get any Soma?
Then she would, of course, scream incessantly. Is that what you want?
Oh, no. But this Soma, aren't you actually shortening her life by giving her so much?
In one sense, yes. But in another, we're actually lengthening it. A megasoma coma is a bit of what the ancients used to call eternity.
Eternity? Eternity was in our lips and eyes. You mean that?
Not exactly. In any case, Mr. Savage, you can be sure we'll do everything possible for her here. Although, of course, nothing can save her.
You don't mean she's dying now?
No, not now. But of course, sooner or later, the megasomadosis will lead to paralysis of the respiratory sector. Her breathing will then cease, and she will die of terminal bliss.
I want to be with her. How soon will it happen?
It's difficult to say, especially in her case. The first sign is usually a brief reality relapse. Of course, you wouldn't want to see her then.
But I would.
Very well, Mr. Savage. I'll see that you're contacted.
To
2, his Fordship, Mustafa Mond, Western World Controller, from Bernard Marx. Subject, John Savage. I first took the Savage to the great cathedral of our Ford. He was obviously inspired by the deep synthetic reverence of the worshippers, and I believe I was able to explain to him the rudiments of surrogate spirituality and placebic belief. John's tour of a senior kindergarten conditioning school was, under my close guidance, a complete success. Naturally, I couldn't explain all the educational intricacies such as advanced play math to him, but I believe that with my further help, he may well be able to grasp some of the simpler things such as nature nausea reinforcement conditioning.
Mon, why?
While the Savage was obviously charmed by the primary erotic play class, it did seem to raise a question in his mind. He asked again, where without mothers, where the children came from.
Now, Mr. Savage, I think you'll find this very interesting. After the embryos are bagged, they come along here for initial model selection. At the moment, we're turning out redesigned deltas.
Oh, Juliet, move a lot. And on thy sweet lips would my soul be purged.
Mr. Savage, come along. I want to show you our all-new and fully improved Bakunovsky embryomatic separator. One epsilon unit goes in, and out comes 60 reproductions, absolutely identical to the original in every production detail. Come along.
Synthetic.
Did you sprinkle on additives or mix them in?
I'm sorry, please, no more questions. We must keep on schedule.
Are you engaging anyone tonight?
Perhaps. I'll give you a telecall. Thank you. John, hurry. We'll be late for the Ford's Day synthesis service.
What are they doing?
These are the Delta workers receiving the daily ration of Soma.
Like Linda?
Yes, not as much, but the same thing.
Why?
Why?
You said they were happy.
Well, of course they're happy. Everyone's happy.
Then why do they take the Soma?
Because it's prescribed. 3 after work and 6 on the Ford's Day.
Why, Bernard?
John, really, you must stop using that word.
Hold it! Over here, Mr. Savage.
That's enough. We have to go on with our tour for Mr. Savage. No more pictures.
But we need a statement from him for the Daily Telly Times. Say one of your funny things, Mr. Savage.
Go for a muse of fire that will ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and nobles to behold the swelling scene.
It's wonderful.
That's just perfect.
Should I go on?
Say something more, anything at all.
That's all. I'm sorry. We must go on with our tour. Now, you can all interview Mr. Savage later on. Right this way, Mr. Savage. I hope that none of that upset him. I mean, I do hope that you won't put anything unfavorable about our operation here in your report.
Well, we'll see. You can count on me to leave out any minor matters, as long as we understand each other.
Oh, we do. We do, Mr. Marx, I assure you. Careful, Mr. Savage. Not too close.
What is this?
Those are heliofusion tubes. You see, we take helium energy from the sun. The sun, up there, hot. Then we pipe it thousands and thousands of feet down there, underground, where it's turned into nuclear fusion energy. Bubble, bubble, fizz, fizz. Then back up comes fusion energy through those tubes. It's really quite simple.
Approach, thou beacon to this underglobe. And thou, all-shaking thunder, strike flat the thick rotundity of the world.
Well, yes, I suppose you could put it that way. You will put that in your report, won't you? I mean that I explained everything to him.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, that's a batch of our especially substunted Epsilon workers. As you can see, Mr. Savage, they were designed specifically for heliofusion work. Heat immersion pigment or growth-inhibiting hormones. You will note that their bodies were designed to fit perfectly into the coils of the tubes.
Bernard, may we go? Oh, but we haven't seen the Delta Radiothrax workers yet. We haven't seen...
I must go. I feel a sickness of spirit. I'm sorry.
Perhaps we'd better go.
But you won't put any of this in your report, will you?
We have to leave.
You're behind schedule. Take your elevator down for another batch.
Do you know you did extremely well the other day at Little Obstacle Golf? I mean, for never having played the game before?
But it's not a game, Bernard. Everyone just sits at the machine and presses buttons, but no one runs or jumps or throws like in a game.
Oh, it used to be like that once, I think, with a round object that people used to hit this way and that with sticks. Naturally, not that many people could play at the same time. But as soon as they replaced these sticks and round things with machines, then, of course, more people could spend more time consuming more energy.
If no one plays, though, Bernard, why do you call it a game?
Because that's what it's called. Central Slumberatorium 2, priority.
Very good, sir. First level, pink beam.
What is this, Bernard?
This is the Slumberatorium Garden of the Departed Ones, and there's no need to whisper. Beautiful, aren't they?
Are they truly dead?
Oh, yes. Naturally, the departed ones aren't shipped here for formal cosmetic reconstitution until they've passed on. But I can assure you, this is exactly the way each one looked in their real life.
What killed them?
Oh, nothing at all. By taking the correct chemicals, we all stay young till perhaps 80, 90. That's when the metabolic strain causes PPO. That's peaceful passing on. Where is it? A writer from Creative Cremation. It's all right. You pushed the disposal button.
Where did he go?
Down to the chemo recovery furnace. The bodies are brought here for cosmetic reconstitution before cremation and final chemo recovery. That way the chemicals that are salvaged from the body are returned to usefulness.
Let's go.
And the individual goes on being part of the greater society forever.
Good. Do you want to play the plop-plop game?
Yeah!
Well, have you all finished your yum-yum soma candy?
Yeah!
Since you've all been very, very good on our whole death training picnic, I guess it's time for your reward. Each one gets one plop-plop.
Yay!
But just one. Go on. Children, all together.
Death is perfect, death is fun, death is good for everyone.
Good, very good. Let's do it again and show Mr. Savage here how we sing our We're Not Afraid of Dying song.
When there's no one left, sing a song of death. 24 corpses vacant in the stew, making pretty chemicals just for me and you.
No!
Death is perfect.
No, you don't understand! Death is darkest night!
In that country from whose born no traveler returns. And none need court death, for death will come to each.
So let us sit upon the ground. Tell sad stories of the death of kings. Let us talk of graves.
Really, Mr. Savage.
Of what?
You have completely ruined my death training class. Now I'll have to start all over again with them. Come on, children. We'll go back to the Dying Inn Hospital and have a fun picnic. Come along. Come on. If you ask me, I think you'd better start educating your savage, Mr. Marks. Come on.
Sorry, Bernard. I seem to have done something wrong.
John, this incident is strictly between you and me.
And the savage then completely disrupted an advanced syntho-philosophy course by asking strange questions of the students.
What sort of questions, exactly?
Well, here, for instance, he asked them to explain to him why life was a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing. Some sort of primitive gibberish, obviously.
Ah, yes. Macbeth. Yes, obviously, gibberish. How about females? How many has he engaged with? So far?
None. I know it's incredible. But at least according to this report from Bernard Marx, that does seem to be the case. And despite several illustrated lectures on morality, he still seems to be attached to his...
His mother?
Yes, his mother. Decidedly unnatural.
For us, of course, but not for John Savage. Not yet.
Well, suppose he contaminates others with this sort of base animalistic attitude. Unnatural is unnatural.
Perhaps. But then that is precisely what the experiment is all about. To determine whether or not the savage can adjust to our higher plane of morality. Of course, if that proves to be impossible, the experiment will have to be terminated.
Should I advise Bernard Marx of that?
No, I don't think so. After all, Mr. Marx is part of that experiment now, too.
I really think I've done wonders with this boy. Of course, you have no idea how difficult this sort of responsibility can be. Tours, interviews, lectures, and of course... Mark Wojcik wants me to report personally about Savage.
Well, I suppose I should be quite impressed with you these days, Bernard.
Wow. Enough about me. Tell me about yourself, Helmholtz. What have you been doing?
Just a small piece of my own I've been working on. Maybe you'd like me to show it to
you. Oh, I would love you to show it to me. The only problem is I don't have the time. I'm sorry. You do understand, don't you?
Yes, I think I do. You've changed, Bernard.
I'm not surprised that you noticed. Everyone has. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, Sigmunda Luce, that's the head of the Human Element Reconditioning Bureau, told me that everyone's been saying that I'm really a new, improved Bernard Marx.
What happened to the young man I used to be able to share inner concerns with and questions on the nature of free will? What happened to the young man who so often wondered what it would be like to live free of conditioning? What happened to that, Bernard Marx?
It was all computerless nonsense. I've outgrown all that. I really must hurry now if I'm going to make my engagement with Sigmunda. Helmholtz, just a word to the wise from a friend. The sort of things that you were talking about before, inner concerns, free will. I really think you should be more careful.
I will.
Tonight? You're going to engage with a savage tonight? How thrilling.
Bernard arranged. Oh, I really do envy you, Lenina. I mean, everybody's talking about you being interviewed by the Philly Tone News, being asked to lecture at the Young Woman's 40th Association, and being engaged by the president of the External and Internal Secretions Corporation.
Oh, God, so wonderful.
Except, what? Well, one part of it bothers me a little. The trouble is, I feel like I'm getting all this attention under false pretenses. The first thing everyone wants to know is what's it like to engage the savage. The trouble is, I just can't tell them. Because I don't know. You don't know? You mean you'll never engage with the savage? Why not? I've given him every opportunity. There must just be something about me that he doesn't like. Although I can't imagine what it could be.
Well, I don't know either. I mean, you're very nomadic.
Well, maybe tonight will be different. We're going to see the new Feely, and then we're going to take a Sense of Pleasure tour. He's bound to be in the right mood after that.
Everyone says it's just wonderful. It's about this plasto food worker, that's Roger. And he eats something that accidentally reconditions him. And when he sees June, he only wants her. But because he's sick, he doesn't want anybody else to have her either. So he comes all alone at night.
Oh, there is my June. Just like the moon. Up there in the sky like a big plastic pie.
Who's there? Roger? Roger? Where are you, Roger?
Here I am. Oh, come fly away with me and be my little Valentine. We'll engage all day and engage all night and soar forever to the highest height.
What's wrong?
Have to put your hand on the feeling it, or else you won't get all the effects.
O Juni Jun, I swear by yonder moony moon.
No. Oh, I hear someone coming. You must go. Quick.
Saying goodbye is so much fun that I will keep it up till night is done.
No! No, it's wrong! No, you aren't really innocent like
and
that.
And I am a beta.
Now, please, what's in a name, would you sit down, please?
Vanina, you shouldn't go to see things like that.
The feeling, you mean?
It was base and ignoble. It was unworthy of someone like you.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be like that. That it would be something that would upset you, I mean.
You didn't know? Well, then, that explains everything.
It does? Oh, then I'm glad.
Good night.
Good night? Aren't you... I mean, I thought that... Don't you like me? Don't you like the way I look? Why don't you just come in and...
No, I mustn't.
No, Henry.
But why?
I don't know.
What do you think?
It's fine, I'm sure.
Fine? Fine? This is going to be perfect. You don't know who I've got coming here. Look at this. Director of the Institute of Illustrated Mechanics. Headmistress of Harvard. Head of the Joint Chiefs of Computability. President of the Council of Decantation Control. This is just the beginning. You name them, I've got them. Oh, and Helmholtz, if you would like to come yourself, that's fine. You're more than welcome to. Excuse me for one moment. You realize that my guests are from the top echelon of society. I want the best.
High-tone stuff, you mean? Like after the feely is over?
That's fine. What about How I Love That Dear Old Bottle of Mine? Can you play that?
Yes, it's programmed for that one, too.
That's what I'm talking about. We want things that are sedate.
Good, oh, Mr. Mark. Strictly high-class stuff.
It's all such a responsibility, but I suppose it is worth it. After this party, I'm sure I'll be invited everywhere.
Is that what you want, Bernard?
Of course, don't you?
I suppose. Or at least I know I used to.
Well, I'll put a word in with the right people for you, Helmholtz. You know, since I've been in charge of John, I've met some very influential people.
Where is John?
Oh, John, he should be out here by now. I better go check on him. You're absolutely sure you won't stay for the party, Helmholtz?
I don't think I'd fit in with your guests.
I'm sure you know best. Doing? No, that won't do at all. What? What are you wearing? I told you I want you to change back into what you had on when you came from the reservation.
Bernard, I need to talk to you about some things.
John, my guests are arriving.
I need to talk to you about Lenina.
No, she would not do it all. Now listen, they're expecting to see the savage. Naturally, they want you to look like a savage. Change.
Mr. Martz, where is the savage?
He's getting ready. There's Elton Lear, that marvelous telecartoonist. If you'll pardon me for 1 minute.
Anita Shapley, Director of the Bureau of Standards and Practices of Socio-Sex Norms.
Bernard Marx?
Yes, I thought so. From your record, of course.
My record?
Oh, yes. We keep all sex deviance records on file. Now, I think it would be best if I saw the savage alone. Naturally, I prefer to conduct my socio-sex examinations in privacy. So if you could just show me to him,
I couldn't.
Perhaps you're forgetting about the file on your deviant perversions, Mr. Marks.
Mr. J. Edgar Milhouse, Professor of Shredology of the Advanced College of Histobunk Rectification Studies.
Professor Milhouse, I'm so...
Who are you?
I'm your host. I'm Bernard Marx.
Well, where is he? Where is the savage? Well, I didn't come here to chit-chat. I want to see him now.
Yes, of course, Professor, of course. I'm just on my way to get him at this moment.
Her Reverence Archdeaconess Rona DeMille, director of Orgy Porgy Services and Disco Worship.
Your Reverence, I shall return in one moment. You have to come out, John. That's all there is to it. I promised every one of them that they could meet you, and every one of them is here.
You should have asked me first whether I wanted to meet them.
Look, you don't even have to say anything. Oh, maybe one or two of your little speeches the way that you do. Please come out, John. Please.
I will not be as flies to wanton boys. They kill us for their sport.
That's exactly the sort of thing that I'm talking about. That's exactly what I mean. If you could just come out and say something wonderful to them like that, they would adore you.
No.
John, how can you act like that? After all that I've done for you, bringing you back here and everything else? John, this party is very important for me, and it should be important to you also. Everybody's here. Everyone who matters. They're all waiting to see you. John, you're acting like an absolute epsilon. I promise you, he is on his way. He'll be right here. He is coming. Excuse me. You haven't tasted the artificial soybean pie. It's delicious.
No, I haven't, and I do not intend to. I have never been so humiliated in my life. Imagine rearranging my entire schedule to come here and examine the Savage, and all for nothing.
Oh, no, not all for nothing. He's a marvelous boy.
I have made a note of this, Marx. And as far as I'm concerned, you should have been sent away somewhere. And after this, maybe you will be.
Professor, what?
Think that I was actually going to invite him to a high holy disco mass. You can be certain that after this, he'll never be invited anywhere.
Would you all just please wait once?
Don't think you're going to get away with this, you little nothing. I'm going to see that everyone finds out about this little fiasco you've staged.
If you would all wait and be patient for one moment.
Obviously, Thomas was right about you. Now everyone will know what you're really like.
Benito, don't go. We can talk about all times. We've always been friends.
Not now, Bernard. I mean, if I stay here with you, then they'd start laughing at me, too.
Oh, I'm tired. I don't care. Get out of here, all of you. All right, get out. Just get out. Get out of here. Stop playing and get out. Get out of here. What are you, deaf?
Been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human machine evolution.